And good morning, EAA. You are listening to EAA Radio. I am Magneto Mel here with Amy Laboda on our last hour of attitude adjustment for the week.
Mel, I think we've made it.
I think we have. Can I say it's the weekend now, Amy?
You can say it's the weekend now. I absolutely forbade it yesterday.
Yeah, she was pretty adamant about that.
It is the weekend now.
Well, we do have, once again, another clue for all those people out there looking for those scheme designer airplanes.
That's right. It's not too late. You have until 4 p.m. today. Mel, what is our clue?
This Husky might be blue, but that doesn't mean this beautiful airplane isn't happy.
All right. So. Blue, happy, Husky. Just think about it.
The happy Husky. So fantastic.
Find those stickers. Come on, guys. So Mel, who do we have here today?
Well, Amy, you know a little bit about this one because I think you participate in this group.
I do have another life, that's true.
Yeah, we all do a little bit of something here outside of this. I know it's EAA Radio while we're here, but the Florida Aviation Network is something that you're a part of, a project of the National Aviation Safety Foundation. And you guys do some stuff with this multimedia videos and programs.
Yeah, we're
aviation safety.
Serious educators, that is absolutely true. And we have somebody very special from there today. We have one of their volunteers who is here at the show, John Mahaney.
Yep.
John, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And I think we also have the big guns here today as well. Calling in with us, Obie Young, who is the president of the Florida Aviation Network.
Obie.
Hello, Amy and Mel. How are y'all today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, everything's wonderful down here at Disney's World. You know, we're keeping the mouse happy and the fish happy and everybody happy down here in Florida.
Well, that's the way to roll right there. So,
Obie, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in Florida Aviation Network. Now, I know Obie a long time, and in fact, he wrote me into my first podcasting for something called Managing Safety. Obie, explain a little bit about the evolution, if you would, of Florida Aviation Network.
Well, basically, Amy, as you know, we're a project of the National Aviation Safety Foundation, which was a spinoff of my work with the FAA back in the early 90s. And I guess about about 10 years into my career there, we kicked off the Florida Aviation Network, which at that time it was sort of semi-secret because we were broadcasting to about 1,500 military bases and running through those of you in the military out there. By the way, thanks everyone for your service, and hello to everybody overseas if you're listening to this in one way or another. But thanks to them and the Warrior Network, we did activate the Florida Aviation Network, which is the same transponders that the state of Florida uses. And we still have the same philosophy then as we do now, and that's to promote aviation and aviation safety through radio and television, over the airways, and via the Internet. And as you know, the Internet is come into a life of its own, but throughout the world there's still a need for satellite broadcasts, and we do that primarily at Sun and Fun, but throughout the year at different locations. We promote aviation and aviation safety using broadcast as a tool, in simple words.
Now, even though you're the Florida Aviation Network, you're not limited to the Florida area and your reach.
Oh, no. We started as an outreach in the safety program at the FAA back in the early 90s, and we sort of evolved in the through the safety program, and then as the safety program went to the FAST team, which is a national outreach, we also went national, but at the same time, 15% to 18% of all the pilots in the world come through the state of Florida. So we're putting most of our emphasis in Florida because a lot of the people that come through here live and work and go throughout the world. And we've got people in Afghanistan, we've got people in Paris, and all over the world, really, because after 20-something years, our graduates, if you would, in the safety program have gone into airline and corporate and law enforcement careers, but everybody's all about safety still. So most everybody we work with are volunteers, but we are throughout the United States. In fact, we cover every major aviation event in the United States. We just finished Arlington at Washington State, Air Venture there at Oshkosh. Then we've got a couple of events here, and then we've got Reno at the Air Races, the Balloon Fiesta, NBAA, which will be back here. Many activities at Sun and Fun, you know, throughout the year. That's where our home base is for an outreach for the educational portion.
And you're pretty cost-effective compared to the typical production yes. expense, from what
yes,
I understand.
Propaganda. Yeah, we are not in competition with anybody in the actual broadcast industry. We are an aviation entity. We support aviation and aviation safety. We use broadcast as a tool, and we never would infringe on anybody's livelihood who's in the broadcast business, but we more or less work with them, and we work with volunteers. Like at Sun and Fun, we have about 100 and something volunteers, and we have about 40 or 50 per day that spend the week there. Up there at Oshkosh right now, we've got about 8 or 10 people. We count Amy, even though she's doing other things there, and Jamie Johnson, who's up there, and Joel Wiener couldn't make it. His airplane broke, Amy. I guess you got that email.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, who's working with Cirrus, Dan Owens there, and several more. And they're incidental, and we don't pay them anything for the trip up there. They volunteer their time and effort, and we use the Internet a good bit, and telephone and Twixing and stuff like that. It's very cost-effective, but it's the love of aviation and the passion for aviation that holds the glue together. Same thing as some of your reporters are saying, as people out there on the campgrounds there on the grounds, to be part of it, it's pay enough. And a lot of them feel like they're giving back to aviation, which aviation meant so richly in their lives, and it had been all of us.
Well, so now let's say I have an aviation group. What can you guys... Give me an example of the kinds of things you guys can do for us.
Well, everything we do is free to the public. So if you go to our website at FloridaAviationNetwork.com, there are literally hundreds of videos on there. There's podcasts from years and years, like 6 or 7 years. So if you needed a program, just click on what you think would be good, and there it is. If you need a slideshow, click on it, there it is. If you want to listen to a live broadcast, click on that, and there it is. A lot of times, like, we're playing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, pre-recorded stuff. And every Monday, we have Managing Safety, which is our radio show. Every Wednesday, we have Ben's Brief, which is an article about aviation maintenance. So aviation is not just the pilots. Don't anybody think that. In January, we do an aviation orientation, which we take young people, and we show them behind the scenes, on the scenes, and throughout the aircraft, not just piloting airplanes. But we worked something with Disney here the other day with Disney planes and promoted that, which was a lot of fun. I admit it. It's a selfish thing. We enjoy it. But at the same time, we're exposing young people and older people to aviation in different aspects.
And so now, once you produce these materials, could I use that in my group to help promote things, and do I get some of this to do some things with? How do you guys partner in that way with the groups?
The only thing you have to do is go on the site and download it, and it's yours. There's no cost to it. It's absolutely free to everybody. We've got thousands of pictures if somebody needed to make up, like you're presenting to an EAA group or to a scouting group or something like that. You know, the Internet's a wonderful thing, and sometimes you can find things, but sometimes you said, I need a warbird, or I need a helicopter, or I need an air show photo. So we've got them in groups like that that you can just pull in and pull that back. Or I need a program that's on space travel, so, or rocketry or something like that. So you go in there and you can pull that out and share it with your group, or you can share it with the individual. We work a lot with the Civil Air Patrol, with the Balloon Federation of America, Soaring Society of America. We're doing a show now with the IEC. In fact, we just finished a radio show with them the other day, and we're trying to do a photo shoot. But there's a little activity up there in Oshkosh right now that most people are tied up with. Can you imagine that?
Oh, Obi, now, if you were here, you wouldn't be complaining. Hey, you are also the official TV network for Sun and Fun. So you team up with some very big partners sometimes. And at Sun and Fun, you do some live satellite stuff, don't you?
Yes, we do. In fact, we're the Florida Aviation Network. As I said, we work through the state of Florida. They have Transponder 17. And those of you who are technically oriented, just go to the website, and there's all that gobbledygook there. But we're part of the Florida Emergency Aviation Management Program. So in the event of an emergency concerning airplanes and aviation, that's part of our broadcast system that we work with the state of Florida. And my wife is very adamant about saying, this is not free. It's no cost to the end user, but everything we do does have a cost. So when we turn on that bird, it does cost money. So we have to have sponsors, and we have to have contributors and people who are willing to go out there and operate the cameras and do things. And that's where our volunteer force is so wonderful. But some things, you know, like she says, it's not free. It's just no cost to the end user. And so we do have some expenses. And right now we're in the middle of a fundraiser with a raffle through the great people at Stallion 51. They're donating a T-6 flight, which is not just a flight, but it's a half-day orientation. And if you'd like information about that raffle, just go to our website, and it's there on the front page.
Where is that website?
Wealth of information there on the website, and that's where we primarily focus. Our people who are up there, like John and you and different people, are giving us what we call dailies, is the fast happening stuff that's going on right now throughout the world, and we use Facebook for that. And then the more archive stuff, so that you can use it later on, is on our website. That's where that's archived. Of course, we use YouTube and Twitter and all those things, and all the different aspects of social network that we can work out, you know. We also have input from the FAA on the third Saturday of each month. We have a telecom where everybody calls in, and the FAA shares the regulatory changes for the last 30 days, and that's usually shown on the Facebook site. And of course, monthly we've got the aviation events, and as I say, there's things throughout the year that's going on that just need to be covered.
Well, Obi, we're just getting ready to wrap up here and go to break, so can you tell us where we can get a hold of you? Where is that website, and how can people find you?
It's really difficult, because we made it the name FloridaAviationNetwork.com.
Fantastic.
And you can go to Facebook and type that thing in, or you can go to Twitter or YouTube or any of them and just type it in, Google it, and it'll come up, because after 20 years, we've got a little exposure out there. But FloridaAviationNetwork.com, if that doesn't work, just type in Obi Young. It'll come up, too.
Well, that's great to know. Obi Young, president of the Florida Aviation Network, which is a project of the National Aviation Safety Foundation, and John Mahoney has been here with us today. We thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us here on EAA Radio.